Vermont prison officials frequently mention that the department has reduced its population by nearly 300 people in response to the coronavirus. But an analysis of DOC policy and data suggests these reductions have more to do with fewer people coming in than more people getting out. Today, about 350 Vermont inmates are past their minimum sentences and could be released. VPR's Emily Corwin reports on why some of them won't be.
Nearly 40 of Terry Parsons' fellow inmates at the Northwest Correctional Facility in Franklin County have tested positive for COVID-19. And Parsons says there's little he can do to protect himself.
It's very scary because this thing isn't targeting young people, old people. It's targeting everyone.
In 2016, the state convicted Parson of selling methamphetamine and conspiring to manufacture it. He was sentenced to 2 years minimum. Parson was 36 and living in Barton. Today, he's one of 350 inmates who could be released, either on parole or on furlough, two programs which allow inmates to finish their sentences in the community, so long as they abide by a strict set of rules.
I could be released at any time.
Parson is one of 65 inmates past their minimums and sentenced for nonviolent crimes. Many have told VPR they should be released because of COVID-19. As one person told me, risking exposure to a pandemic wasn't part of his plea deal. But Vermont DOC is only reviewing cases for inmates who are 65 or over and thus deemed vulnerable to COVID-19. Commissioner Jim Baker says these elderly inmates are being considered on a case-by-case basis.
But in some of those cases, the nature of the crime is pretty serious.
According to VPR's analysis, DOC has released two elderly inmates who were past their minimums since early March. 17 are currently behind bars. Baker says DOC is not doing any kind of pandemic-related review for inmates past their minimums who are under 65, people like Terry Parson. But he does say this.
There are circumstances right now where people are over their minimum, and some of that revolves around the lack of programming, and we are in the process right now of evaluating that.
Baker is talking about inmates like Terry Lizotte. Lizotte has severe asthma, which could cause complications with COVID-19. His minimum came and went last year. To get released, Lizotte says he needs to complete a 9-month program designed to reduce his risk of reoffending. And that program has been suspended because of coronavirus.
So if they're not offering it, why punish us for something that's out of our reach and out of our control?
Now, Commissioner Baker says DOC is looking for ways for inmates to complete programming by video on tablets in their cells. Falco Schilling says that's not enough. Schilling is advocacy director for the ACLU of Vermont. Although Vermont has reduced its prison population by nearly 17% since early March, Schilling says it hasn't done enough to release inmates who are already incarcerated.
So one thing that we have seen is reductions in both the number of people coming into the system on the front end through law enforcement and from the courts, and the number of people being returned to prison from the Department of Corrections. That's where we've seen the majority of the reductions so far, stopping some of that inflow. But we also think there needs to be more done to look at the people who are currently incarcerated, who could be safely released, and that's really the next step.
Falco says many people are incarcerated right now because of furlough or parole violations, which likely would not lead to incarceration today. He thinks these folks should be released, folks like Terry Parson. For VPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.